Morning, Brass Stats. You're morning, on the air.
Morning, Corey. This is my first time calling.
That's what you're talking about, man. Look, hold on a minute. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, Corey. This yes. Program, this is my first time calling. I like listening to this program, but it just turned me on. Mr. P is
this. No, Mr. P. Mr. P is not the topic. I want to say Mr. P, my producer finger. He thumb, not even the normal index finger using. He using the thumb this morning. Today we're doing Brass Stats. 434-1790. If you never called before, pick up the phone and give us a call. We're turning up things today. 29 minutes before 11, Brass Stats. Good morning.
Hello, hi, good morning.
Good morning and welcome.
How are you?
I am Brass Statsy.
You Brass Statsy?
Yes.
Good. I was told. Sorry, before that, how's the ranch, man?
The ranch is okay, man. You know, like ups and downs like most things in life, but actually doing pretty good.
All right, you hang in there, man.
Yes, please.
Good. One other thing. Well, I don't think this is anything to cut me both.
We'll see. But, that is funny figure here. That is figure on fire this morning,
said,
boy.
You just said it's only the Mr. P again. Well, no. So I don't.
Yeah, stay away from that. Stay away from that.
No.
But you smart enough, you're wrong here long enough, you know how to proceed. Yeah, proceed with caution then.
You know that I didn't talk longer than short does.
You know, longer than me, longer than short does.
The program that you and Mr. P was doing on behalf of the government, that's still running?
When's the night live?
The reason I asked, right? Mr. P called Dennis one day and said to Dennis he would not be on the air because you got him employed doing...
So you want to know what you're on your ear, so he ain't doing program anymore. No, all seriousness, let me clarify that, because a lot of people just give me a lot of thing about that. No, even this morning I saw there was an article in Barbados Today.
Hold on.
No, you got to put it in context, because if I say yes or no, it would be out of context. No, my assignment is advising the Prime Minister on poverty, right? But because I'm a very action-oriented person, I didn't only get to advise, I get to implement. And it's very broad-based. So Mr. P, and God bless him, put up his hand and say, listen, I come in and work with you. I come and volunteer, whatever you want to do. Mr. P's be all over the place. Mr. P will call, he will highlight issues of poverty that he sees and so on and so on. So he still does that from time to time. But he never came on with me on any official role or anything. Mr. P has been helping me even before the assignment. A lot of back to school, a lot of different work I've been doing quietly behind the scenes. Mr. P is a person, one of the persons in the society who will come and he will point out. Because Mr. P used to be, before COVID, all over the place like Punka. All over Barbados. Came bus and just go all over the place. So that answers your question and put it in context.
No, but the thing was that he is assigned with you to do this particular thing.
He's not. Full stop. He's not. If you want it direct and like down to brass that. He wasn't assigned. He assigned himself.
Let me go on a little further. I ain't come here to defend or to cheer laps or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever, whether it's Mr. Ford, whether it's Minister Ford, Santia Bradshaw, or whoever was involved or still involved with this care packaging, right, to help poor people out of or to tie them over, you know, you were here with the tying over. Tie them over to another week or another 2 weeks or so. Should be commended. Okay? And I'm here saying this in government, nobody ever gets it right.
Can I get perfect?
Nobody ever get everything right. But I think that this care packaging, because I received one, you understand? And I'm saying it was properly packaged, well thought out. And I know people, they didn't get, I get some of the things that they get, but I am saying whoever come up with this idea and this concept, right, especially in the lockdown and shutdown, I think should be commended. You understand? So whether it's Ms. Ford, whether it's Santia Bradshaw, whether it's who, I know it was implemented by the government of the day. I understand that, we even said the social partners, you know, that government work alongside to help them out, you know, the private sector. helping the exercise too. Mm-hmm. So you just can't pull one person and say, yeah. You know, it was a team effort.
I want your permission, because I know you're a hard taskmaster, to piggyback on what you're saying, to kind of raise the discussion among the general population as well. Mm-hmm. Now, it's funny that you comment, because somebody was asking me, why do you always get a lot of complaints on these things? Now, imagine 60,000 packages went out. They're preparing another further 25,000. Now, if you will hear 20, 30 complaints, and you will feel there's this big, big, big problem. But of the 60,000 people that got, how many people you call somebody to call and thank or compliment? That's just how we are by nature. So I don't want people were gauging the program based on the complaints. That's number one. Number two, you are correct. It's a team effort. No one body comes up with an idea and say, this is what we do. So for instance, we are in meetings all 2-3 o'clock on Zoom, trashing out these ideas, looking for flaws, looking for places it could fall down, looking for loopholes. And the idea may start as we're going to put together 60,000 packages in a warehouse in case of a hurricane, in case of this and that. But we'll use it in the meantime for this. We'll rotate it this. So lots and lots and lots of ideas are thrown out there. Each of them are thrashed out again in up to 4 a.m. morning when most people are sleeping. And then the decision is made and then it's rolled out and implemented. Third thing, and this should answer Mr. P and everybody else.
I should go a little further, Corey.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I think it was yesterday, if not yesterday, the day before, which went on Monday. And I really can't remember if it was Larry Shaw or Brass Dance. But somebody, if you know Richmond Hall people really don't complain, you know. We don't really complain that much, that's true. We've raised awareness, but we don't really complain that much. However, Richmond Hall was flipped about 2 to 3 weeks ago with the care packages. I mean, who was home, probably who they home, get left on behalf of those people that wasn't home by the neighbors and stuff. And I am saying it hurt me yesterday or day before when I heard somebody say that none have passed through Richmond Hall yet.
Yeah, people go have an agenda too, and they will do those things. Or sometimes they may genuinely not know that it passed through.
On the other side of the coin, your girl, my girl, everybody love her. She gave the government a hard time, Miss Undecided. Mm-hmm. But she was woman enough to come on here instead to one of the moderators, probably the Larry too, I'm not sure. Larry, or okay, VOB, I just get mine, and my care package look good, and I want to thank Auntie Mae. You understand?
Yep,
what I'm
saying? Yep. And that's where you want objectivity.
Right. No, don't just come and bash for bashing sake. The care packages was, listen, a whole truth to form, and you know you said it by name and nation.
Mm-hmm.
It all through the farm by name and nature is really a care package. Yep. If you had received one, right, mm-hmm. you would see it's really a care package.
I had the pleasure of helping to distribute, and some of them were extremely heavy. It was very, very heavy. Which says,
package, man, I can complain. I can complain. And people that I know can complain. And I know, as a matter of fact, I know some people that you would say that could make out on their own. They receive the package, and at least two persons I know give them away to some person that really need.
All right, you
get what
I
mean?
I got you.
Anyway.
Thank you very much, man. Good one today. Good run. The thing is, I think when we discuss programs like these, we should be discussing how can we make it better. And if instead of opposing, we can have an alternative. I will not do it this way, I will do it that way. Because what I'm reading here and I'm agreeing with is that there are certain parts which were not implemented at the maximum capacity. Could have been done better. Wasn't executed good in some places. The whole idea of apartment buildings versus big houses with rooms versus some areas versus another. But one of the things you will go realize is that when these are called emergency social protection programs. And when you're in an emergency, you may not have time to get everything right. What you got to do is do it to the best. Was it done at the best? Anybody could think of a better way it was done. 434-1790 would be your kind of program, your kind of number. You should call and express where you had difficulties and where it could have been made better. Brad Stats, good morning. You on the air?
Good morning, Brother Corey. How are you doing?
Morning, winter, summer. What's the next one? It's now autumn and spring. What's going on, man? Morning.
Well, Maury, Corey?
Yes, please.
I came up with a concept on my own.
Let me hear it.
Where I find a wholesale place in Barbados. Mm-hmm. I ain't calling a name.
Mm-hmm.
Where if people really care about care packages, they can get some honest people like you and say like me, Corey, no, they can set the eye on it. Get some honest people like you. I like the pensioners and thing in the area, mm-hmm. or people in the area that, you know, at $25, you write down the names. You accumulate the money,
mm-hmm.
and they will get idea of things that they want, because the people got a list out that they can see what the people are selling.
But let me compliment you for that idea and tell you why. This is something that the churches and the unions and these type of people not only should be doing, something that they proposed to do years back when they talk about buyer's club. When you buy something off of the shelf, you may buy against pit pan corn beef, against pit pan, let me say, lunch and meat. Five something, sometimes four, not five little. But when you buy it at wholesale, in a box, each of them in there cost two, not three little. So you get a lot more for thing. But then the idea is, who has the cash flow? Who has the money? And that's what you say, that's when you put together. So if a church, if a union, these are people can do these things. These are things that can actually save us in the high cost of living that we have here in the country. So I think it's a brilliant idea. Now, so that we don't have to wait on the union and church, is what you have done as an individual is to do it as a community member, a family member, a person who think about other people. And that, by sharing it here on Brass Tacks, who knows? 10, 20, 30 other people could be going to wholesale places this week because of your call and able to help out multiple people in the area. So that's why it is an idea that I like.
But let me get a draw. Last week, I got a couple of boxes came here to me. And would you believe it made the driver of the van, came to me cursing. You know my football, so I didn't get outside. Why not if they got malicious people, some malicious people about? You can imagine that to me taking two boxes of this van and the body left their house and coming the road, the people and still coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But I got more boxes and come this week, because I know pension is this week.
Mm-hmm. They're just inquisitive, they're looking out. It's called our neighborhood watch. Thank you, caller. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, Corey? Corey and your family?
I am Brass Tacks, and they are good.
Okay, I'm just calling about two things. You know, the care packages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you said, for ideas.
Good.
I think they start out right,
mm-hmm.
but they lose their way, because I called for three elderly people. The oldest is 94,
mm-hmm.
one is 89, and one is 84, 85. I take care of them, and they live in Pioneer Road, Spooner's Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Spooner's Hill, Pioneer Road. And they, no one came. They haven't received a care package.
Mm-hmm. The care packages came out in the area?
No, they didn't come through the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Because I work 6 days a week with the elderly. And no one came through here. And I called. I gave their name, their address, and their ID card number. And nothing, they haven't received anything. So I think I heard the Prime Minister say there were 25,000 people vulnerable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think what they should have done from the beginning, those people that called and registered people to get a care package, they should have dealt with them first, and then the rest should be distributed among the country.
Did you hear the suggestion why they didn't do it that way?
Why they didn't do it that way.
Right. I'm asking because, if you heard the suggestion of why they didn't do it that way.
No, I haven't heard.
Well, come with me. Let me go and peek behind the curtain and let me see what's going on. I can't give verbatim because I have not been on the committee and the committee meetings. But my understanding is that they started to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It is a large base. Now, remember, Barbara's not accustomed doing a 60,000 or anything. So it's the first time. That's one. Two, when you're looking at navigating directions, specific houses and all of that, it is very, very tedious. Now, with the Heart and Stroke Foundation, one of the things we did last year was to do these things called healthy hampers, where they put together a lot of healthy things, fruits, vegetables, that kind of stuff. And they were delivering 100 at a time about 400 over a short period of time, and that was insane, crazy finding these specific houses. So just imagine, multiply that 400 till you get to 60,000, and then you going looking for these specific houses. Now, one of the things the BDS said, no, it was taking too much time, it was sticking up, all kind of things. So then they had to then look, or what's the next best thing? Let's do house. The house, we can cover everybody that way. We can get some of the people who may not necessarily be in great need, but we can also cover the people in great need. What say you about that as a possible reason?
Well, it could be a possible reason, but what I'm saying is that these are elderly people.
Ma'am, I understand that, and I empathize 100%, especially the elderly has touched me in a particular way. Remember when this thing first started, there had a number of elderly people going hungry for 4 days at a time, and then when we had to hit the road, just go back to the drawing board and get things happening, right? No, don't worry about your individual case. You still have to look at it as broad, because remember, there are three elderly people somewhere else, four elderly people somewhere else, four elderly persons don't, you understand what it means? It's a national program you're looking at. So don't look at your own individual case. You have to look at it in the minds of the people executing it. Yes, there's three here, but what about the 20 over there? So I want you to address that as a possible problem, and how would you get around that?
Well, I didn't think about it in that light.
Right, and that's why
there's always, you know, you always get to learn as you go on.
Correct. Now, okay? And this is where it's not the policymakers or implementers, because a lot of the time, what you're saying here, they won't come out and say, I'm not talking in this particular case, but a lot of people in the know. That has been the norm, the steady complaints, and sometimes they care, it hurts their feelings because they're working really hard and just getting criticism, or sometimes they fling it off. They're foolish people, they may go clue, they're ignorant. You understand? But what I think the best thing to do is to come on and say, look, this is the position. Many hands met light work, well, many, two brains are better than one. So you put it out there to people, these are the things that we have, and who knows, somebody will come up with a better idea, or... At minimum, people like you will say, I didn't think about it that way, and then they got a little understanding towards it.
Yeah. But, and my next question is, did anyone really from the Ministry of Education, the Prime Minister, every stakeholder ever sit down and think what is going to happen to those children that is going to come out of school this year? Anybody ever sit down that who don't have any certificate? Or anything like that, what is going to happen to those children and don't have family members to help them to further their education or anything? That was worrying me up to last night, because they say, oh gosh, look what is happening. And they got children out there that don't have the academic, but they can use their hands. And the polytechnic was, I know when it was growing up, the polytechnic was designed for those kind of children. But both parties let down the youth, because they turn it into you have to got certificates to go there. Mm-hmm, so I want to know if we ever thought what is going to happen.
All right, let me unpack. Let's unpack. You just said a lot of things. Number one, I saw a report. It has not been refuted properly as yet, that up to 87%, 80% of students were leaving without even a single certificate. So it will be nothing new. Number two, anybody that tried to assess what this current environment will have on people in the future is just that, an assessment, a guesstimation, because we've never experienced this before. We may have to look back in history, say look at the 1918 and then probably 10 years after that, but it will not give you an accurate look, because so many things were different then than they are now. There were recent studies looking at what social media was doing with the future. They had 10 years to look at it. They realized that there was a great increase in depression, a great increase in severe acute depression kind of thing. Now, anybody tries to look to see what even the staying home and children, especially 3, 5, that custom socializing in a particular way, missing a whole year of that, what it will look like in the future. Again, it can be kind of scientific guessing. Let me call it that. Let me coin that phrase, right? The other thing about the certification, now, I agree with you. When I started to see polytechnic Now the SJPI going towards the whole and the other institutions that were there actually to capture people who want to be more technically based, going towards academics. I'm one of those persons who are very alarmed at that.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that they've done and they've said they've done is to introduce the NVQ and the CVQ so that you have vocational qualifications at the CSC level now. At the national and Caribbean level, the vocation right across the board, right across the secondary schools. And that is something that I would like to see expanded a lot more so that the persons don't come out without certification because they're not academic, but they get certification in the vocational type training. And that is something that is out there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. This is the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. 6 minutes before 11, the WhatsApp says, good morning, Corey. Apply for financial assistance as a small business through the Ministry of Commerce on January 28, 2021. Received a response on February 22nd informing me that it was successful and that I should expect a payment deposited to my account within 3 business days. Up to now, no payment has been made. I have sent several emails. I've called unsuccessfully to 535-7000 for the past 2 weeks. With no response whatsoever. Please air this on the program in hopes of me and others like me getting another number that we can speak to someone who can assist me. Many thanks. So a Ministry of Commerce, if you have another number that, or a number that persons can reach you, please send that number to 266-4862 that I can broadcast it or call my producer, speak with him, come on the program or just give him the information. The next one says, good morning, Corey. If you want informed critical thinking citizens, it is important to advocate that it be taught in schools. That we've done. I've actually had meetings with the top brass, the Ministry of Education in another capacity. They're aware. They're building a committee to look at it. And hopefully we can see the change in approach, methodology, and curriculum as soon as possible. A 70-year-old has a problem with renewing her driver's license. It cannot be done online. And she says the 2 places she visited was Oystins. And so the system was down. She says nothing was said and wants to find out what to do. Again, like last week, we had great response from the persons in charge. You too can send a message or call the producer. Because one of the things I learned from this program, the WhatsApp with the Ministry of Commerce, the renewal of the license here is last week, nobody was talking about licensing cars and so on. One body mentioned it. Erica came on and the WhatsApp went on fire, which tells me that some people you may see as your issue. A lot of people there may have similar issues. So raise the issue so that we get, response and, fixing solutions for a mass base of people. Brastats, good morning. I'm seeing that it's 535-7700. 535-7700. For the people out there trying to reach the Ministry of Commerce with this particular program, I just got message already to try a set of 535-7000. Try 535-7700. Brastats, good morning. You're on the air.
Morning.
Morning.
Yes, you were talking about high cost of living or something. Barbados is a high place. Something you were saying.
It is said that Barbados has one of the highest cost of livings in the world. Not in the Caribbean, not in this hemisphere, in the world. The question I was asking is, as it was put to me, do we have a high cost of living or the cost of high living?
Oh, I think it's cost, I don't know, high cost of living because... When you got a person that only working for, because nowadays much people are working for $3,000, much.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to pay mortgage.
Mm-hmm. What's that in the background? That's brass hats in the background?
Oh, let me go.
You're listening to a good program. I listen to that too sometimes, but not really. No.
I don't say.
Good, yes, please. Thank you.
They got to pay for mortgage or rent.
Mm-hmm.
They got to pay, if they got a car, they got to pay car insurance. They got to put in gas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They got If you got children, a pack of Pampers for a child now costs $36. But Papa, pack of Pampers.
Mm-hmm.
The formula, expensive. Mm-hmm. When you go to the supermarket, and take up with little meat, you can't even buy vegetables as well. You got. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, Barbados is really, it's very high. Cost of living is very high. And I feel the government should look at the land tax. I think they should either reduce it. Reduce land tax. I don't know why you got to pay so much land tax.
All right, let's engage on this. Let me start. I was going to put this at end, but let me put this in the beginning because I know how people are. I believe we have a bit of both. Barbados is a very expensive place. Why? They say because the wages we pay people high. But still, the wages don't match the money that you need at the end of the month. People need a living wage. People need above minimum wage. People need to not only exist and survive, but they need to grow and thrive, right? Let me start there. But I believe we also have a problem with the cost of high living. The old people used to say, and God bless all them hearts, they were so brilliant and still is, cut your cloth to suit. Meaning that if you know you can't afford X, you talk about meat. You know, back in the day, so I'll pick up a little salt meat, I can do some, you know, lentil peas the next day instead of eating meat, etc. So sort of cut and contrive to suit. At the end of the day, I don't feel people should have to be doing that on a large mass. Here's the problem I believe that we have, and you can tell me if you observe this too. A lot of businesses get into business to make profit very quickly. Now, when I was doing principle of business, albeit some years ago, I remember they used to talk, and I mentioned this before, 5 to 6 years, 2 to 3 years, depending on the type of business, before you start to make a profit. People start a business today, and they want profit tomorrow. So then the markups are extremely high. So instead of a 5%, 10% markup, and they look to get volume, they got a 300% markup because they want the profit now. They want the Ferrari tomorrow. I think that's part of it. The other thing is that we don't conserve anything. We, a lot of the times, I should say, don't no blanket statements. You leave on this, you leave on that. So you got a lot of expenses, and you just, to address the expenses, you pass on the costs. You don't look to cut costs in house a lot of the times. You look to pass on the costs. Now, this is just some. I ain't going full and deep into it because we ain't got the time. But I think that we have a bit of both. We have extremely high markups. And we also have people who always try to live outside of the means.
Yes, sir. But I really understand what you're saying. But I went to supermarket at a time and took up 1 yam. 1 yam. You can hear me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
1 yam. It took me $15 for 1 little yam. You know what I mean? Yep. I mean, it is wrong. It is wrong.
They're joking out your eye. But again, add to this here to our shopping culture, our consumer culture. Awful, awful. Because the fact is, you ain't gonna let that yam stand there. You can pick up that yam. So I ain't dropping it from $15. Look sharp, the next person they putting at $16. Because you pick it up. If we had a sort of consumer culture that I've seen elsewhere, including in the Caribbean, good morning all my St. Lucian family. You know, you leave the things there. Leave the people things there. The price got to come down. But you say, no, man, I need this yam. You know what I mean? Or plant your own yams if you ain't got your monkey problem to deal with. You get where you're coming from. So there's certain things that you have to do to send a message. But our consumer culture is responsible for a lot of prices that we pay. Because you say yourself, man, you pick up the yam. But Margaret can pass behind me and pick it up anyhow. You get where you're coming from? No, leave the people things there. And they will get the message. And we got to do it as a large block of consumers. Other than that, prices can continue to go up.
Another thing with the care packages, I haven't seen the truck in Bridgefield Development.
Bridgefield.
I'm glad that Rexmoor Hall is getting through. But Bridgefield Development is right down on the hill from Rexmoor Hall. Bridgefield Development.
Good.
They have 4 people out here. Thank you.
All right, good. No problem.